I'm at the Byron Bay Writers Festival, and I'm talking with author Chigozie Obiama and his book, The Fisherman. Good afternoon, Chigozie.
Good afternoon. The Fisherman is a story about a family of four brothers set in 1990s Nigeria in West Africa. So the boys use the opportunity of their father, their strict father's absence, to go playing trout from school and fishing at a forbidden river, where they encounter a vagrant, you know, madman who is believed by the people of the town to have prescient powers, which means that he's able to see the future. So this man is a prophet, and he makes a prophecy of violence to the boys, which they interpret to mean that one of them will kill the oldest brother. So this prophecy becomes a seed that incites the unity of the brothers, and then leads to both, you know, tragic and redemptive consequences.
Do you feel that it's a metaphor for, you know, other situations in real life, this, or is it just really something that you wanted to explore in terms of a literary development?
Well, it's been called an allegory, but I would prefer what you just said, Karina, a metaphor. So at the time I wrote the novel, I was reading a book by the American historian Will Durant called The Great Civilizations. So there was a concurrent statement that ran through the volumes, which was that a great civilization could not be destroyed from the outside. It has to come from within. So I wanted to create an entity, like a family, you know, that could stand as a symbol for Nigeria. So what is it that can come in from the outside and destroy the unity of that? So the madman's prophecy was that external force. So I wanted to imbue that with the symbol of the British imperialism that came in and you know, and colonized the Africans and declared us a nation. So and you know, we became an unsustainable nation because someone came and said, be this.
What sort of solutions are there for these sorts of colonized nations? Because as you say, it has a lasting effect on the spirit of the nation, doesn't it, this form of colonialization? Even when they become liberated from it, it lives on in the people to a certain extent.
Yeah, I agree that it does, but also I think that people themselves can liberate themselves. But the bad effect of colonialism is the after effect is that it creates unsustainable nations. And Nigeria, where I come from, is a great example of that. I do believe that if you look at the Western nations after Second World War, most of them developed a sense of national identity before sovereignty, which means that the French people, you know, already were French before they created France, you know. So is the reverse is the case in states like Nigeria. So we were already Nigerians. There was already Nigeria before we became Nigerians. So we do not really own the country. It's still an imposition in that sense. So my solution would be that we dismantle countries like that and then decide by ourselves on what terms these should be nations, and then we will own it. Because right now people only have allegiance to their tribes and where, you know, their kindreds, as opposed to the nation. We don't love the nation. This is why you get people who get into position of power and then they see it as a lottery to, you know, enrich themselves rather than to serve their country. This is why, you know, the Nigerian military, for example, cannot fight Boko Haram because they do not love the country. No, the people that only want to get the money. They don't want to fight for the place.
Surely dismantling the country, though, is the same thing as basically tearing down the entire culture and rebuilding it. It's a very big ask of people, isn't it?
It is, but it's going to be a painful pill to take. So what we've been calling for is something like a sovereign national conference. Let the leaders of the different nations or tribes that make up this artificial, you know, country come together and decide that we want, if we want to be a nation, this is how it will be. These are the terms. So in that case, it would have been a place of a country of our making. So there will be this ownership that would engender a sense of national identity.
Now, so how do these principles apply to your very first novel, The Fisherman? Do they sort of filter through these ideas? Is that what you were trying to explore in a more novel fashion?
Yeah, it was. So most of the characters, the family of the boys, is is a symbol for the disparate tribes, that were invaded, let's say, or colonized by the external force, which was the madman. So the question is, did the prophecy actually have a potent power of destruction, or did it come to pass because the boys believed it or not, or did they allow it?
Thank you for talking to us, Chigozie.
Thank you very much, Karina. It's a great honor to be at Byron Bay in Australia. You guys have got a very beautiful country, really.